Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us, supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. If you're not in Starkville, if you're not in Tupelo, it's no big deal. Just head over to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com, get it delivered right to your door. You can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that
beef,
it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. This is the last weekend of July, which means we're in August, which means football, it's so close. It's so
pretty
close.
Pretty much here. Training camp starts soon for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We got, I mean, the Hall of Fame game is the 6th, I believe, is the date for that. So we're there.
We're really that close.
Yeah, yeah. So, that being said, you know, we're going to be cooking out all football season long. Get that last weekend of summer in, though. It's not the last weekend of summer, because God knows the temperature's not going down. But
the last weekend of heat in Mississippi is like October.
Mid-October. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you see what I'm saying. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. If you're looking for great Mississippi State gear, you'll find it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flow by the Half Shoulder. Shop online, collegecornerstore.com. I just saw a prototype of something. If it comes out soon, you guys are going to be very, very happy. I'll just put it that way. I don't want to tease too much, but let's just say it combines some things that Mississippi State fans like. We'll just say that. So,
tell me after the show.
I will. I'll be happy to. And hopefully I'll be able to tell you guys very, very soon about it. Check it out. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. Well, you need to talk to the bankers at Priority One Bank. Bankers who know you by name, not just by your account number. Bankers that are going to show you a level of respect that you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. It is Rumblings Day here on the podcast. The Rumblings, as always, brought to you by our friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. They don't stop at restoration. We also offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them today at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. In Starkville, in the Golden Triangle, or in the Tupelo area, you can call Paul Davis Restoration. I'll actually be going by Paul Davis Restoration to meet with them a little later today. So, good stuff. Ooh. You want me to see if I can get some more hats for you? You need some more hats? You good?
I'll probably need some.
Yeah, we'll see what they say. All right. Let's just jump right in. We got a lot of questions here today. Our first one comes to us from Jarrett Reister, who asks, what will Carlo's future job be at Mississippi State, seeing that all co-hosts end up working for the school in some way? It's a good point. What job would you like to have? Would you like to be like the director of TV and all that?
Like a broadcast professor?
What? Yeah. Well, yeah.
Like
Dr. Barone?
I don't know, because if this,
or
is
I'm
this,
just talking about like in the athletic department, you could work like
that's kind of what like, I was more thinking.
Like their top video guy or something.
I mean, I'm not that good at shooting video. I'm good, but that's a different level, because it's the main thing that separates me and the ghost kind of people would be like the editing skills.
You could just be the guy. You know, just the in charge guy. Everybody else does the filming. You're this is our vision.
Yeah. Okay. Right, yeah. Maybe that or. Yeah, I honestly wouldn't mind being like an SID or something. That'd be cool.
Well, there you go. Well, you're on the right career path. Every co-host I've ever had has ended up working for Mississippi State in some capacity. So you're on the right path. Ryan Reynolds, the actor. Last week, you claimed that Cookout had the best fast food milkshake. Your only argument was the amount of flavors they offer. I will agree they do offer the most flavors, but they have a very strong opinion that if a milkshake is so thick that it's served with a spoon and not a corresponding thick straw, it cannot be ranked as the best milkshake. Do you have a food opinion that you feel as strongly as I do about this one? First off, that's a very valid opinion.
Absolutely. I think he nailed it right on the head there.
It's more of an ice cream. It's kind of like, do you ever get a Sonic Blast?
We had this. I've been to Sonic twice. I
Okay.
know. The
Sonic
nerve
Blast
thing
is like
is
an
there.
it's not quite a blizzard, but it's kind of like that, and you eat it with a spoon. A cookout milkshake is kind of Sonic Blasty,
If
shall we
you
say.
put a straw in a cookout milkshake,
You're gonna be there all day. You're gonna have a hernia.
your nothing is coming up.
Ah, that's all you're gonna get. Like,
Yeah.
ah, my groin.
I don't even know why they give you the straw at that point.
Yeah.
It's not going
It's a
through
good
it.
point. Okay, so you know what? Maybe I'll reconsider. I'm the kind of guy when I get new information, when I get I could I my ego is not so great that I can't be told
He
that
made a
I'm
very
wrong.
valid point. If you're eating with a, that's more ice cream.
That's
I
more
think
ice
it's
cream.
got to
Yeah,
be the
that's a good point.
straw.
All right, so we'll come back to that another day. The question, though, is any food opinion? And longtime listeners to this podcast, going back to the B&B show days, you know what the answer to this question is. Biscuits are better than cornbread.
Oh my gosh, here we go.
It's just not even a debate. It's not even a thing that I'm willing to entertain. This is one that there is no changing my mind on.
I've got a controversial food opinion. I think
I
I've
want to
already
hear it. I
said
want
it
to hear
on
it. I
the
need to
show.
hear it, Carlo.
I think I've already said it on the show, but Taco Bell sucks and there's nothing
You
you can
son
do
of
to
a.
it.
You've got to be kidding me.
It's terrible. It's disgusting. I told you guys, I did everything in my power. When you want food the most and it's going to taste better, I did everything and it still was disgusting. It sucks. I'm sorry. Are you looking at ways to kick me out of the meeting right now, or
I'm considering just moving on from you, to be honest with you, at this point. Just
it sucks, dude. It's not
this is a
good.
bad one. It's a bad
Also, not this is also not a hot take at all.
one. Okay.
Cane's over Zaxby's and any other chicken tender restaurant. That is not even close either. I'll die on that hill for
Well,
sure.
you just die on the hill of mid chicken. You feel free
No,
to do it.
it's not mid,
It
man.
is mid. It is
No,
absolutely mid.
it's awesome.
No, it's not. It has no taste whatsoever.
If
What you're saying, we're gonna have the debate here. You're saying the sauce is awesome. The
no, I said the whole production is great.
chicken sucks.
The dog and everything, it's great. The environment.
No, none of
Come
it.
on,
None of
come on,
it's
come on.
true. Very mid.
Let me tell you this, Brian.
There's
If
no good chicken from
I
your
had,
restaurant. There's not one where I'm just like, I really want to go eat there.
okay, I had the Georgia game this year. It was Ole Miss, Georgia. They had this chicken tender restaurant as their a caterer. I don't know what it was, but it was
In
fantastic.
Athens?
Yeah. I think it's an Athens only place, but it was fantastic. I'll say this, the last part of this discussion: if there are three fast food restaurants I had to keep, Cane's would be one of them, and it's not even discussion. It's not even up there for the debate. Even though they only serve one thing,
Yeah, I mean,
that's how good it is.
it's not good.
Not mid.
It's as mid can be.
Zaxby's tenders are like that big. They're mid. Those
I'm
are
just
mid.
saying. I'm not saying Zaxby's is good. At no point in the
I know you're
discussion
gonna.
of chicken tender restaurants have I said Zaxby's is good.
Okay, so
I'm
what's the
saying they're
difference?
all bad. They're
What's
all the
the
same. If you just had to eat the tender, no sauce, you'd be like, these are all the same. They're all terrible.
low key, the gas station chicken.
Now we're getting it because we got somebody actually cooking back there.
They got thick tenders there.
Yeah, crispy, crunchy.
Yeah, no, underrated.
Yeah, very
Underrated.
underrated. I agree. All right, next question from Hunter King. Carlo, in your unbiased opinion, did Dez catch it?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Not
No,
even
he said
unbiased.
unbiased. He
This
said
is,
unbiased.
yeah, unbiased right here. Factual, if you look at the catch, when he goes down to the ground, it wouldn't be a catch today. If that happened week one this year, it would still not be a catch. Went to the ground, and the rule is you have to survive the ground. And when he went to the ground, the ball moved and it popped out, and then he re-caught it and got up. It was not a catch. Also, sure, it was a catch. The Cowboys scored a touchdown. They still leave 2.5 minutes for prime Aaron Rodgers in an MVP season with Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb. There's no way. Davante Adams is a rookie. No, the Packers still win, even whether he does or not. Something people forget about that play is the game. It wasn't over. It wasn't like 20 seconds left in the game. You
Right.
even prime A-Rod,
He had
a
time.
home playoff game. There's no way they're not losing that game
I mean,
next year.
I don't disagree.
Now, maybe I would have liked that they lost that game because the next one ripped my heart out of my soul against Seattle, but
Yeah.
whatever.
All right. What is the Mount Rushmore of bad officiating calls in professional sports? Buddy, I'm taking the George Washington. It's the Saints Rams no pass
Oh,
interference call.
that's got to be number one.
That's number one. That is. I'm getting angry just thinking about it right now, to be honest with you. Outside of that, I'm gonna go. Is it? I forget the name of the umpire, but the one who cost that guy the perfect game.
I was thinking about that one as
That
well.
needs to be on the list because I mean, it cost him a perfect game, and it was clearly the wrong call. And like, and that's one of those things that nowadays it would have gotten reviewed, and it would have been the right call. He would have had the perfect game, and you know, so that's got to be on there.
That cost the team a
I'll
game.
throw a Mississippi State one on here. The John Wall lane violation in the 2010 SEC tournament, the no call lane violation, clearly a lane violation, and State should have won that game and gone to the NCAA tournament. Instead, they didn't. I'll put that on the list.
Got a Green Bay one for you.
Go ahead.
The Fail Mary.
That's a good one.
Russell Wilson. That,
Can't remember
actually,
that.
Andy Jennings is not a coach at Calhoun City.
There you go.
He caught that. It is just those interim refs, man.
They
Just
were
no.
terrible. I'll throw another Mississippi State one in there for us old guys. The Dick Pace pass interference call in the 1981 Egg Bowl. Maybe the most egregious pass interference. It's the opposite of the Saints thing. The Saints was an obvious pass interference that was not called. This one is an obvious non-pass interference that was called, and Ole Miss wins the 81 Egg Bowl as a result of it. Just ridiculous. Hope that guy's in hell. So,
Oh my God.
not a fan. Last one from Hunter. Did Brian O'Connor's Twitter account get hacked? It did. It has been hacked. I don't think he's just all of a sudden gotten into crypto. So,
Or cars.
yeah.
Maybe that was real, but
But, I mean, maybe that's why State's having so much success in NIL is he's just racking up the crypto. I can't believe it's been like 2 weeks, guys. Send an email.
he's probably at this point, he's probably like,
Yeah, he's probably like, I don't care. I don't
it's fine.
really. I'll start over. Cameron McGee. Brian once said that anyone less than a pro soccer player can't score a penalty kick on a World Cup goalie. How could someone with decent soccer skills not have an advantage to score at minimum 2 or 3 out of 5? The goalie literally has to pick a side. Let me at him. I disagree.
I think a college soccer player could get at least one in, depending on who they
On a
are.
top goalie? I don't know, man.
Well, depending who they are, like, I don't know. Indiana men's soccer has had some really good, they've had a
Another
lot
thing,
of.
the best, I keep saying this, the best keeper in the world didn't even get to play for his national team this year. But David Raya, I don't think you're scoring on him. I just don't.
Is it the number one keeper in the world? I thought we were doing kind of averages of both.
No, it said World Cup goalie.
Oh, well, a World Cup goalie. So you pick the
Well, those
world.
guys are the top guys in the world, man. I mean,
Yeah.
by and
You don't
large.
think they get. Wait, is this guy saying. This guy says two or three?
Yeah, no, I don't believe that.
No. They're at
You
most.
might sneak one through, but I'd be surprised.
At most one or two.
All right. Matt McCann's back with another mascot challenge. It's the poultry edition again. List the three MLB teams, the two NHL teams, and the two NBA teams with the bird name. Now let's do
Well.
baseball.
Okay. Blue Jays.
Two are in the same division.
Oh my gosh, I need to think here.
One
Out of
is, I
major
can't believe there's one you're not getting right off
oh,
the.
the Red Sox. I'm an idiot. Yeah.
In what world is a
Oh wait,
Red
no, not the Red
Sox?
Sox, the Cardinals.
Hold
I meant
up. Stop.
to say the Cardinals. The Cardinals.
Pause. In what world is a Red
It's
Sox a
yeah, I know.
bird?
I misspoke. I had the red in my mind because I was thinking of the
Yes, the
Cardinals,
Cardinals,
and
your
I said the
team's
Red
biggest
Sox.
rival.
Yeah,
Yes.
I
All
understand. I
right.
said
What's the third one?
so I got it right away.
All right.
Cardinals.
Think
I
about the
don't know.
divisions.
Huh?
Think about the divisions. I said two of them are in the same division. Think about the divisions.
I'm thinking, bro.
No?
I don't know why I can't get this one. What is
The
it?
Orioles.
Oh, I'm an idiot. I should have got that.
Yeah. All right, the two NHL teams.
Birds? Oh, jeez.
Is he calling, here's my question. Is he counting the Blackhawks? Because that's not a bird.
He might be counting the
So,
Blackhawks.
like, birds. What are the birds in the NHL?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of that right
There's
now.
no Eagles. There's no Hawks. There's Blackhawks, but that's not a hawk. There's no Falcons. There's no Robins. There's no Cardinals. Who are the. I'm going to have to Google it.
Wait, what's the new team? The C something? Oh, there's
The
a no.
Kraken? No.
No. Are you looking it up?
Yeah. Okay, the Penguins.
Oh, we should have. Come on. We're
We should have
better
got that. We should
than
have got that. But I think he's counting the Blackhawks. That's not a hawk.
who's
It's
gonna
an
tell him?
Indian. Yeah. It's a Native American.
Shocked that hasn't had to get changed.
I am too. And then last one is the NBA. Two NBA teams. The
Pelican.
Hawks and who's the other one?
Pels.
The Pelicans. Yeah. There you go.
Two of the most irrelevant teams right now.
You're not
Actually,
wrong.
Hawks are not that bad.
The Hawks are okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Brogan Fairchild, what's the most disgusting bathroom slash porta potty you ever had to use?
Oh,
Like, what a great question.
great question.
I'm trying to think. I've certainly stopped at my share of seedy gas stations and stuff.
I got my
Oh, you
I
got
got
it? Go
yeah.
ahead.
So when I was a kid, I went to New York City.
Oh.
And I'm talking like we're walking down like just a while, and Carlo had to go. Like,
I've been there. One of mine was in one of my stories is in New York City. Yeah.
I had to go not a pee, and
Yeah.
I'm walking down, and there was this McDonald's, and every stall was taken, and I go in the bathroom and do my business, and I realize that there's no toilet paper.
Oh.
But there was a pile of toilet paper to the side
Oh.
of the toilet, and yeah, I had
Ugh.
to do my research. Porta potty. I've been to Bonnaroo now 3 times.
Yeah.
Some of those porta potties are
Oh, they're rough. They're rough.
foul.
They're
Oh
rough.
my gosh, they're disgusting.
I don't have one where like the bathroom was so bad, but I have some where I made the bathroom bad. Where I made the bathroom a place you don't want to be. I've told the story of the
The
2016
gas.
Egg Bowl and having to stop at the Subway in Bruce. That was a
Yeah.
bad one. When I was in New York, my trip to New York, like I had gone to a bar. So we on Saturday, we were there during fall. I told my wife, I was like, you guys go to the museum or do whatever you want. I'm finding a bar and I'm going to watch college football. Like, that's, So I got a little drunk and then we went to eat. Then we're walking back to the Subway and I'm just like, oh God, I got to go. There was a Popeyes. And they were like, you had to buy something to eat. So I was like, I'll buy it. And then, like, I couldn't just buy a drink. So I bought like a 2-piece meal. And I was like, can I go in the bathroom while it cooks? And I just left it there. I didn't even want the chicken. I just had to use the bathroom that bad. I destroyed the bathroom.
Nice,
Was
dude.
terrible. Like, love that chicken though. Anyway, what does it say about your program if the head coach and players can't even get to SEC Media Days on time? Say what you want, guys. Say what you want. It may mean nothing, but by God, winners do the little things right. All right. Would a Nick, I view everything. I asked this question. Would a Nick Saban team ever do that? No. The answer is no. Would a Kurt Cignetti team ever be 30 minutes late?
They'd probably be running sprints on the field
Yeah.
before.
No, there's no chance of that happening. So that's, I mean, it's disappointing for if you're an Ole Miss fan, and I know some of y'all are listening, it's disappointing because we had a chance to get a one-on-one interview with somebody who, covers the program and knows it with Michael Borky that nobody else was going to have and they didn't get to have it. And that's disappointing. As if you're a fan, you were expecting to get that. Especially and for me who spent from the time Golding was hired, I was like, "Oh, I can't wait for media days. We'll actually get Ole Miss's coach on Radio Row." And I actually found out 2 days before that we weren't going to get him on Radio Row, that he was going to do the same damn thing that Kiffin did. Like, he's like, these people are so big for their britches, it makes me mad. Like, oh, well, we're going to be off to the side and you come do a one-on-one there. Like, 15 other coaches walk around Radio Row. This one guy who hasn't done anything is not going to do it. Like, whatever. Whatever. Even Kiffin came through Radio Row.
Did he do
Anyway.
something?
No, I was recording something when he walked past our table. If I had not been, I was going to be like, hey, look at this. And I was going to show him the picture of Richard and the LSU gear. But
Oh.
I didn't get a chance to do it. So,
Man.
but yeah, it's just, I've never heard of that. I've never seen somebody be a half hour late at Media Days. It's like, guys, the schedule is what it is. You knew what it was. So, whatever. We'll see where it takes us. Wade Jones asks, Sebo, my son, wants to know, would you rather have two Kelly Jones and Blake Chapin or one Kelly Jones and Kamario Taylor? I'll take what I've got here. I'll take one Kamario Taylor, one Kelly Jones.
What, like, what do you mean? Like two Kelly Jones on the
So we would
field?
have another Kelly Jones. So both your cornerbacks are Kelly Jones, but your quarterback is Blake Chapin. I'll take my chances.
Dude, two,
I mean,
two.
look, I've seen a team that had two elite cornerbacks. It's really fun defensively, but you got to be able to score. I'd rather take my chances with Kamari. I think Kamari could be an elite quarterback. I'd rather have an elite quarterback than two elite
Think
cornerbacks.
about this though. They scored 30 last year a game. Their
Yeah, but
defense.
they scored 30 a game overall. But that's with 60 plus on Alcorn,
And that's a good point.
38 on Northern Illinois,
Yeah,
34 on USM.
I'll take what we have now.
Yeah, take what we have. Yeah, exactly. Let's do a couple more, then we'll go to the break here. Excuse me. Justin Strawn, what's worse, the AC going out on a 95-degree day with 90% humidity, or the heat going out on a 10-degree day with minus 5 wind chill? So, was it July 3rd, July 2nd and 3rd? My air conditioner did go out, and I had to come up here. There are two fans in my office. I went and grabbed them. Then I went to Walmart and bought one more fan, and I was actually able to make my living room tolerable, which was crazy. I didn't think I could. The answer is the heat one, though, because I say it all the time. You can only take off so many layers. Even if you're sitting there naked, you're still going to be hot. If it's cold in your house, first off, it's 10 to 5 degrees. It's negative 5 outside. If your house is properly insulated, it's probably not going to get much lower than like 50, which is cold. Don't get me wrong. But you can put on some long sleeves. You can get under a blanket. You'll be fine. Some houses have a fireplace. You make that work. Heat is, you can't negotiate with heat.
Yeah, heat's definitely worse than cold, I would say.
Yeah, I agree.
Where are we getting this -5 wind chill? This
Yeah,
just
that's another thing. Like, wearing a.
Justin Strong does not live in Mississippi, if that is the
He
case.
does live in Mississippi. So, yeah, he's just saying.
Then these people don't understand what cold is. I actually asked someone at the bar who's from Starkville the other day. I said, "Do you think it gets cold down here?" He said, "Yeah, it gets in the teens." I was like, "Brother, that is not cold.
Yeah. What
Where
wind
I
coming off of
live
Lake
here
Michigan,
gets
that's cold.
cold.
Yeah.
This is cold, not right now."
I'll give you guys the cold, but we have the hot.
Oh, by land,
Because
you
the other
guys.
side of that is true. You have people in the north that are like, oh, it's so hot today. It's like 84. Like, it's not hot
Well,
at all.
84 up here versus down there is completely
It's not
different.
the same. Yeah.
No, down there, 84 is. Whew. Well, 84 is actually not that bad down there. But when it gets up to 90s, which it has been for the last, I don't know, 2 months, that's rough. It's 100. It's supposed to be 100 there Tuesday.
Yeah, great. Super. Fantastic.
Can't wait.
Yeah. So, another one from Justin. So now we now know a country music star listens to the show. Is it wrong of me to hope that one day when Hardy is singing Truck in front of a raucous crowd, that my story about losing my Linzess and panicking about not being able to poop just randomly pops in his head? Am I submitting this question to try and increase the chance that happens? Maybe. That'd be really funny if he's just up there singing and all of a sudden he's like, remember that guy that couldn't poop? That was great.
I mean,
I hope that's not the case.
it's possible.
It
Like,
is. It's possible. I wouldn't say it's probable.
no, but it is possible.
Yeah. We spend our whole lives trying to become adults, then spend the second half of trying to recreate parts of our childhood. For example, I'm currently wearing a Scooby-Doo t-shirt as I type this. What's one thing from growing up that if someone sold it today exactly the way you remembered it, you'd buy it immediately? A Nintendo Entertainment System. The old school first generation NES, Super Mario Brothers, Metroid, Legend of Zelda. I would buy it today.
I've been actually thinking about doing this because it is possible. It's just difficult. I want to get Black Ops 2, Call of Duty Black Ops 2 again. Playing that, Oh my gosh, but in middle
There
school,
is something about like
they
playing a
just
game that
reached.
you've already played and having that nostalgia wash over you as you do that kind of stuff. Yeah, I absolutely agree with that.
They just re-released it for PS5, but I only have my good old PS3, so I cannot buy it, but
Well, there you go.
I'm scratching that itch
So
hard.
I had that 2 years ago when I played college football again for the first time, when they brought it back out, and like the nostalgia of all of that stuff, I was like, man, this is, it's taking me back. It's taking me back. So, all right. One more. Oh, this is a two question one. So we'll just go ahead and do the break here. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother, two fantastic places to eat here in the great city of Starkville. If you are looking for a not a good lunch, a great lunch, a
Great one.
top tier, an S tier, as the kids would tear it up, lunch or dinner, you can get it at Two Brothers and the Older Brother. Two Brothers Smoked Meats, the smoked wings, the pork rind nachos, pulled pork grilled cheese, the tacos. Just keep going down the list here, guys. It is a fantastic place to eat. I highly recommend it. If you haven't eaten at Two Brothers yet, I can't help you. You're just beyond my ability to help you. So, get help and go eat at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. If you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need service, guess what? Same people, same phone number, same everything. And because they're in Mississippi just like you, chances are they're going to be able to help you a lot faster, sometimes the exact same day. Give them a call today, 601-362-9192, or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Scruggs Farm, nope, no, Maroon & Co. is the place to go. I would have gotten to it. I would have gotten to it.
Sir.
Maroon & Co. is the place to go. Guys, if you're looking for great Mississippi State gear here in Starkville, in the Golden Triangle, there is just not anybody with a better selection than Maroon & Co. All the other places, they're just selling the same stuff. It's just variations on the same riff. Not at Maroon & Co. They have a more unique selection than everybody else. Everything you need, maroon and white, everything to let it, people know that they're a Bulldog, they've got it at Maroon & Co. And they have our promo code so you can save a little money. Thunder 15, take 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. You can use that online as well at maroonandco.com. When you're looking for Mississippi State gear, the only place to go is Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. If you're looking for green, John Deere green, that's the place to go. If you are a homeowner, doesn't matter how big your home is, if you've just got a regular size yard or if you've got a huge tract of land, you need to talk to our friends at Scruggs about getting a John Deere mower or a John Deere compact tractor to get that job done for you. You want your yard to look its best. John Deere is what does that. In North Mississippi, nobody with a bigger or better selection of John Deere products than my friends at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. They really do have what you want for less at Scruggs. Good Hope Land and Timber. If you're a landowner in this state, Good Hope Land and Timber is a name you need to know. They're here to help you manage your land, manage your land resources, manage your timber. Those are important things, and they can help you do it. And if you're trying to buy or sell land, doesn't matter if it's a couple hundred or a couple thousand acres, Good Hope Land and Timber is here to help you make that purchase or make that sale the way you want to. They're experts in their field. Make them experts in your field with a quick phone call today. 601-442-9888, or you can visit them online, g-hope.com. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. All right, back into it here. From Ford Polk, I drive about 1,800 miles a month. Wow, that's a
That's a
lot.
lot.
It's a lot. He got me curious here. Hold on a second. I got his
For
old mileage report here.
reference to where I live in Northwest Indiana from Mississippi,
Yeah.
there it's about 1,400.
I'm trying to see if I have an old mileage report here. I don't, but we'll see. I have several good podcasts that I love that used to last me the week, but now they don't make it past Wednesday. Any sports podcast you could suggest? All right. I'll give you some, especially for college football. There's a lot of good ones, right? Cover Three from CBS Sports, really good, with Tom Fornelli, Bud Elliott, Chip Patterson, and Danny Cannell. I know you're thinking Danny Cannell. It's a good podcast. Andy and Ari from On Three, great podcast. The Hard Count with JD Pickell from On Three, really good podcast. I listen to the Bill Simmons podcast, but if you're not an NBA guy, that's probably not one You want to
Did you
listen to?
see what he said about Caleb Wilson?
I haven't listened to that one yet, but I heard
You
it
see
was,
the quote?
it's inappropriate. Yes.
The quote is insane.
Let's just calm down, Bill. If you're a movie guy, I like another one from The Ringer called The Rewatchables. I listen to that one weekly. I listen to that when I've seen the movie. If they put out a movie I haven't seen, I don't listen. But and sometimes they go on a tangent for a little while. I'm like, I haven't seen any of these movies. If you're a wrestling guy, I listen to Insight by with Chris Van Vliet, which is I always laugh. It's the number one wrestling podcast in America, but it's called Insight. I'm just like this podcast. Like I'm a guy that like podcast titles are interesting to me. Like you got to catch people's attention. That could be about anything. It could be about economics or politics. It's called Insight, but it's he gets great interviews. So if you're a wrestling guy, I would suggest that. I am not a crime podcast guy. Robbie Falk would have been the guy to ask about this. If you want to get into small these small town crime podcasts, there's 100 of those out there. My wife listens to Small Town Murder, and she loves that one. She's gone to see them live like 3 or 4 times. Trying to think, there's another college football podcast. Well, I mean, Brandon Walker's podcast should be out next week. Starts up, so we'll see how that goes for him. Brandon Walker, we'll see how that goes. So, you got anything you want to add?
You see that video that, yeah, I've got a podcast too, but you see that video of Brandon Walker's at the Texas game, the collage of like him
Yeah,
celebrating.
it's not great. Poor
And
guy.
Dave's like, they were up 38-20. What happened? And then it's just, oh, I won't lie, it's funny, but that game was that you were you there for that one?
Yeah, that's the
Okay, no.
Stingray game.
Sam Sklar's though. I knew someone wasn't there.
Somebody
He was.
wasn't there, yeah.
That was probably the most depressing press conference of the entire season.
I didn't go, thankfully.
It was
I'm
bad.
sure it was rough, yeah, but
Oh,
what are you gonna do?
that was a
All right.
hard one. I genuinely
What are your
felt bad.
podcast suggestions for four?
Well, if you're an NFL guy, Bussin' with the Boys, Will Compton, Taylor Lewan. That one I listen to all the time. They just had Mac Jones on there, quarterback for the 49ers. And he is hilarious. They'll have some great guests. They had Delanie Walker and Clay Matthews on last week. That was a really good one. They've had some good people. That I listen to that one a lot. If you're an NBA guy, this one is kind of a little bit. It's more. It's just kind of funny. It's a Club 520. It's with Jeff Teague and a
Oh,
couple of guys.
yeah.
They tell some great stories on there about kind of what actually happens in like NBA locker rooms
What's
or
the football one
arenas.
with that? It's got Channing Crowder and somebody else, but it's really good where they
I
talk
don't
about.
know.
So,
I'm not sure.
I forget what that is. Do you ever listen to Ringer Tailgate, the college football show they do?
No.
I've tried listening to it a couple times. Like, I
Is it
like
bad?
Van Lathan. I think he's funny, but every other word out of his mouth is the F word. It's like, I can't listen to a podcast like that. Like, I just can't. It's like every other word, like, dude, no, that's not how this works. So,
No.
it's just no. Also, I listened to a lot of your SEC Media Days coverage, specifically Monday and Thursday. I think I heard Borky say the phrase, change the calculus, maybe 15 times. When and why did this become his new saying? Well, he was never a big trigonometry guy. So he went to calculus. I have no idea. He did say it a lot. He did. I don't know why he said it so often, but he did say it pretty often. Like he picked up on that and he just ran it into the ground for whatever reason. So
And good phrases, I guess.
I guess, man. Let's see here. Play Ball or DC. I just listened to today's TNL. It's definitely a perception thing about the program as a whole. Can you go back and tell us what state has been picked to finish by the media in preseason since maybe Mullen arrived? Thanks. I'd have to go back and look at that. I know that our friend of the show, Barrett Salee, back when he was doing college football content, did a thing where state, this was like 2018. It's obviously changed since then, since state hasn't been as good. But going into 2018, state had outperformed its media day prediction by, they were the number one in terms of where they were predicted versus where they finished year after year. State had the widest gap in terms of positive. So. State being picked low is nothing new, and state overachieving and doing better than that prediction will be nothing new if indeed it comes to pass. So,
There's no way they finished 15th.
I tend to agree.
So much stuff, bad stuff would have to happen if that's happened.
Lewis Creekmore wants us to start, bench, and cut summer things: a day at the lake, a barbecue for the 4th of July, and snow cones. All right, so go ahead. What are your thoughts?
We're gonna cut snow cones.
Okay.
Ice cream superior. I'm gonna go day at the lake. We start and barbecue on the 4th of July as the bench. And here's why: the barbecue on the 4th of July is only one time. Day at the lakes, there's plenty more. Now, 4th of July is here's this. Here's this. So 4th of July on the lake with barbecue is peak summer. Now, that only happens once a year. Maybe if you celebrate America a lot, maybe two or three times in a row. Day at the lake, you can do that whenever. So that's my reasoning.
That's a fair. So what you're saying is, if he just said a barbecue, you might have changed your mind. But because he put it on the 4th of July,
I don't know. I might still take day at the lake,
okay,
but I
I
think
would
day at
not.
the lake includes barbecue though.
Yeah, I would switch them. I would go barbecue start, day at the lake, and then snow cones obviously is the getting cut. My summertime treat. I want ice cream. Or, if we're in New Orleans, we get a snowball. That's a totally different thing, though.
It's that too, yeah.
All right. Also from Lewis, more guaranteed in life, socks disappearing in the dryer or mosquitoes in Mississippi? Oh, it's mosquitoes.
Bugs.
Yeah. If you can not lose a sock every now and then. But
Cockroaches too, they're everywhere.
maybe you should clean up.
Outside, Brian.
I'm just saying, maybe you should, sweep every now and then. Maybe mop your house. I don't know.
That's why I don't tell people this. My apartment was on the ground floor,
Yeah.
and part of the insulation of my door was like there was gaps in it. So they could just,
Just come right in.
they crawl through shower drains and pipes.
They'll crawl through anything, yeah.
In my old apartment, because I'm moving next week, I had to close the kitchen sink, the bathroom sink, and the shower drain every time when I wasn't using it, or they'd crawl up.
I think you just told everybody your house was, you lived in squalor,
No,
is what I'm getting.
my house was clean too. That's the problem. I'd clean. I would do the pine saw on the floor, everything, and they'd still pull up. It was disgusting.
Dalton Lee, I've always been a pro cold weather guy, but the heat has been awful this summer, which had me thinking, was it safe for us to practice in the Mississippi heat back then for football, basketball, outside or in a metal gym? What's the worst practice you can recall? It was absolutely not safe. I don't, especially back in my day where you got water every hour. Like, that was all you got. You got water an hour into practice. You got out at the end of hour two, and then end of hour three was the end of practice. I mean, think about it now. Like, if you just want water, you just say, "Hey, can I get some water?" And they'll hand it to you. And I mean, you go back further than that to our dads, and they were like, "You're not allowed to have water." I mean, they just, take a salt tablet. They're lucky more people didn't die. But also, I will tell you, it's hotter now. It's 100% hotter now than it was. Gosh, 33, 34 years ago when I was playing football. The worst practice I can remember, I think I've told this story here. So, my freshman year, we'd come in the locker room and coach would have like a piece of paper with a in the put, you know, in the board, with a push pin, and would tell you what we were doing that day. And it'd be like, stretching. And then it's like, all right, offensive groups and then offensive scrimmage or whatever. We come in that day, it's like stretching, 1.25 mile run, 2 mile run, end of practice. We're like, okay, that's going to suck, but it's not that bad. We're just running, right? So do the mile and the quarter, do the 2 miles. We're all dying, right? Coach pulls us over and sits us down. He calls two of the freshmen. I was a freshman at the time. He calls two of the other freshmen up. He's like, so our football stadium, I mean, we play in a 1A football stadium, right? Not exactly a top-notch facility. And so our track, you had to run behind the home stands to do a full lap. And he's like, I know you two were slowing down and walking back there behind the stands. I know that. He's like, so you guys are going to sit down right here and watch your teammates run another 2 miles. So we ran 5.25 miles that day. And by the end of it, I remember a senior, one of the seniors had me like, he was holding me up. Like I was about to die. It's like this is brutal. Oh, by the way, did I mention we're in full pads here?
Oh my, you were running 2 miles in full pads?
Full pads.
Oh my
I mean, it's
gosh.
a 1A football, baby. You got to be in shape. So
Yeah, but dude, you don't need to run. You're not running 5 miles in a game in full pads.
got to be in shape. So those guys took a beating when we got back to the locker room.
Oh, I'm
So
sure.
that was rough. That was rough. That was that.
Wow.
That's probably that one is up there. I'm trying to think. There's another, just like a miserable practice, like maybe after a loss or something. I don't recall. That's the one that always stands out to me. Well, you got one?
Yeah, I've got a few. Once when I was playing basketball in high school, AC went out in the summer with the
Oh.
hard workouts and conditioning, obviously. It was probably over 90 degrees in the gym because it was definitely like it was 95 or something. And the doors were just wide open because there's no AC.
Yeah.
It was in like a rooftop, not like a rooftop gym, but it was like a second floor gym. So the heat was just rising up. It was terrible. That one, I just remember sweating so bad. I mean, the ball was like, you get the ball and your hands are just wet. And it's like, I can't do anything with this. I
Yeah.
gotta rub it on my shirt. And
Yeah.
oh my gosh. But the worst one, I'll
Oh, we
tell
got
you.
one worse. Okay.
Oh, I was nothing compared to this. When I was in cross country, every Saturday in the summer, we do a long run, and those go anywhere from
It's the whole
seven.
point of the sport, isn't it?
Yeah, but we're racing 5Ks, and Saturdays we're running anywhere from probably 7 on the short end to like 12 on the long end miles.
Oh.
And some of those practices you do by the Lake Michigan up here by the beach. So you're
Yeah.
running in the sand, you're running in the woods, those bugs would get you. Some of those were close to 100 degrees. And now, granted, 100 here is not the same there, but I mean, it was
That's
not
rough.
nonstop for what, hour and a half, depending how long you go. And man, you get to the end of those, you just kind of fall over and just chug as much water and
Yeah.
you
I do have
black out.
one more to
Oh,
add.
go for it.
First practice of my senior year, our offensive line coach is like, we're going to start in the gym. And we were like, that's not good because the gym had no air conditioning. And so he's got us like running suicides. We're doing bunny hops and bear crawls on the gym floor.
Ugh.
And we're about 20 minutes into this. I mean, I'm wearing a shirt. You remember those old school like shirts you got? It's gray like this. I mean, I am soaked. Just like, this sucks. I'm a senior at this point, so I have to kind of, lead a little bit, but I mean, I'm miserable. And all of a sudden the coach goes, where the hell is Shannon? One of our offensive linemen. And we're like, he was here. Like, did he quit? Did he quit on us?
In the bathroom.
He was in the bathroom. He came out. He's like, I had to take a, you know what? And coach is like, you have to ask. You can't just go. So what did that mean? We got to do it all again. It was so bad. So bad. Oh, just thinking
Sounds
about it makes me
terrible.
sick. I mean, just being in a not, and that you said it, the doors were open. That was not the case in this situation. It was just a hot box in there. So bad.
Jeez.
All right. Rob Hadaway, the discussion today reminded me of another Mississippi State staff that had five coaches on it. How did that turn out? Bad. Turned out bad. That's the 2003 season. They went 10-2 or 2-10. I wish they went 10.
Oh, geez. I think they're going to be better than 2-10 this year.
I do too. Rob Hadaway, please rank these famous misters: Mr. Ed, Mr. Rogers, Mr. Crowley, Mr. T, and bonus entry, Mr. T's mama. I think Mr. Rogers is a easy number one here, right?
Yeah, I that's the only mister of all these I know. I'm good to be
You
honest.
don't know who Mr. T is?
Who's Mr. T? Oh, really?
Been a while. All right, Mr. D. Have you seen Rocky III?
Yes, I have. See, some of these
It's a
I
tough one.
get, but it's later.
Yeah, no, yeah, but unfortunately, the pad is what it is. Mr. T is number two. Mr. Ed is number three. You know he played baseball. You don't know who Mr. Ed is.
You have the pen in your hand. I
No,
feel for
I'll let this one slide, but.
No, I don't.
The talking horse?
No, what?
He was a horse.
Mr.
A
Ed?
horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. Unless, of course, the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. He played baseball. Oh, God. Oh. All right. I wish I had the capability of mostly sports on Barstool because they have a bit about Mr. Ed playing baseball. But anyway. We'll go hymn number three, Mr. Crowley. That's an Ozzy Osbourne song, just to save you some time. He's also, it's named after the most famous Satanist of all time. So we'll put him at fourth. I'm not going to rank Mr. T's mama. You got to respect your mama. And then Mr. Mister is last. Do you know who Mr. Mister is? They were an 80s band.
Probably.
There's a song by Mr. Mister that if you heard it, you'd be like, okay, I know that song. I would
Okay.
be willing to bet. But here we go.
Yeah, I saw
Rob
this question.
actually texted me about this. So here we go. There's a Chinese restaurant near me that classifies its menu into dishes from the land, dishes from the sea, and dishes from the sky. Which category do you think poultry falls into?
The land. I get it now.
Well, technically, it should be from the sky.
Why?
But
They'll
he
fly,
texted me. He
though.
was like, all of the dishes on from the sky are chicken, which is not a bird that you see in the sky.
What?
So it should be from the land. You're
Yeah.
correct.
Why?
But yes, like it's no chickens don't fly. So
No.
there you go. Like,
Weird.
yeah, there's no falcon on the menu at this Chinese restaurant. Andy Losick asked, does it feel like the innovation behind the side hanging porta potty urinal has been greatly undercelebrated? Not having to look and aim into the big pit anymore is truly a blessing. We got a lot of questions about porta potties today.
Wait, I don't have this question. Can you read it again?
Did he not tag you? He did not. He put the wrong. There was a Carlo Barone on Twitter.
Is it
Just at
me?
Carlo Barone, but no followers. It doesn't really exist. Does it
Okay.
feel like the innovation behind the side hanging porta potty urinal has been greatly undercelebrated? Not having to look and aim into the big pit anymore is truly a blessing.
So the side hang, I gotta look
There are
this up.
some porta potties that have a little urinal there.
Side
You are
hanging.
you actually going to look this up?
Yeah, I mean, well, I gotta hold up. Is it the big trough?
No, there's some porta potties where there's like a little urinal in there.
Oh, in it. I thought it was on the outside. Yeah, I know that.
On the outside,
That's why I was
so
confused.
people are watching you pee.
That's why I thought it was the big trough because those are on the outside. But there's protect, you know, there's a gate around it or something.
Just
But
inside.
okay, yeah, I've been in a porta potty with urinals. Yes,
Okay.
that's
I mean, it's fine. I don't know that it's the greatest innovation of all time.
no. I still use the big toilet.
All right, I'm going to need your help on this one
Oh
because I don't
no.
understand the north, I guess. It says it's only about a 1.5 hour less of a drive from where I am in Michigan to go see the Bulldogs play at Minnesota than it is to see them in Starkville. Name a place that seems like it should be a lot closer to Starkville than what it actually is. Where in Michigan? How far is it from Michigan to Starkville?
He's got to be.
Like, if
Oh.
you're in the corner of Michigan there that like borders Ohio.
Oh. It's closer if you're by me.
That's what I'm
Definitely.
saying. Like, what part of Michigan is only an hour and a half?
You could
How far is
probably.
it to Minnesota?
Okay, well, I'm going to address the Michigan thing first. If you drive from Starkville, I live in Valparaiso, which is like 30-ish minutes from New Buffalo, Michigan. That's like right on the border.
Okay.
That's probably, depending on traffic, 10.5 or 11 hours
To Mississippi.
to Mississippi to Michigan. Yes, if
Okay.
you want to just cross the state
So,
line.
Michigan to, so I guess, so would it happen?
If he's an hour and wait, say an hour and a half away from Minnesota, that means he's got to be in a really probably northern part of Michigan, I'd imagine.
So, but you can't cut across the peninsula there?
I'm looking at a map right now. One sec. Okay. He's an hour and a half. That means he's got to be. I don't know where an hour and a half to Minnesota would be at all from
He's not
Michigan.
saying it's an hour and a half. He's saying, how far did you say it was from Michigan to Mississippi? How many hours?
If you just want to cross, probably 11.
So he's saying it takes 9.5 hours to get to Minnesota from where he's at.
Okay. I see. Where I am in Michigan. Okay, so that means he's
The
probably.
farthest point from Michigan to in Michigan from Minnesota is the southeast corner of Monroe County, near the Ohio border and Lake Erie, sitting roughly 650 to 700 driving miles.
That's about similar what I do. So he's probably a little bit closer to the Indiana border-ish.
Yeah.
He's probably in southern. He's probably actually not that far from where I was over the weekend.
Huh.
Well, on the border there. If
Okay.
that's an hour and a half less. That's, I can't believe that's 11-0.
So
Minnesota.
Monroe County, Michigan to Minneapolis. No, I don't want to fly.
I want to
On a
drive.
map. On a map. I mean, he's telling the truth. It's a 10-hour and 26-minute drive because you can't go over Lake Michigan, so you go all the way around. You go through the state of Michigan, around Lake Michigan into Illinois, and then up through Wisconsin into Minnesota.
A big thing in that trip, though,
Wow.
is going to be leaving around Chicago traffic. Got to be really careful with that because I can.
I can get you. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Anyway, to name a place that sounds like it should be closer to Starkville than what it actually is, the answer is Athens, Georgia.
Yeah, it's a
That's
little bit
a
farther
that
than
is a underrated long drive.
I was gonna say Atlanta. Five.
Atlanta's not that bad. It's 5 hours. It's mostly
Not,
interstate.
but you would think it's closer. When I moved here, I will tell you, the first time I did that drive, I was like, dang, I thought this
You
was
thought it was
actually.
far? Yeah. New Orleans is the same way.
They're what, 4 hours
About
away?
five from Starkville.
Okay.
Brick Thomas, who were you the kid who was excited about going back to school or disappointed summer was over? Definitely disappointed summer was over. Didn't want to go to school.
Absolutely.
Who wanted to go back to school?
I mean, you're seeing your friends, especially in everywhere but college. Actually, you know, I will say that I agree, disappointed back until college. College, when you go back, you're really
Yeah,
excited.
it's exciting, yeah.
And you're glad the summer's over. But up till senior year in high school, it's the other way around.
Also from Brick, saw the Grand Canyon. How much money would it take for you to climb down and back up the Grand Canyon? So I looked at this. Walking the entire length of the canyon would take 71 days.
Well, is that the whole canyon or is that just up and down
That's what it
one
says, the
spot?
entire length of the canyon. If you meant crossing from one side to the other, it's a 27-mile hike. It takes 1 to 2 days.
I think he's talking about going up and down. Like almost a rock climb.
There's at least 6 digits in that number. That's a
Oh,
long. I'm not doing that for
you
cheap.
could risk your life.
Yeah.
I don't think I would do that.
Yeah, I agree. Kyle Price, who is the most dominant athlete ever, and why is it either Tiger Woods or Michael Phelps? Woods spent 683 weeks as number one in the world, and Phelps has 28 Olympic medals, 23 of which are gold. I mean, those are two outstanding choices. I'm trying to think of who else could be in the conversation even.
Could go on the 8 year run that MJ had where two of them he was playing minor league baseball.
Jordan, yeah, like 91 to 97 is in the conversation.
Yeah.
Because you mean the every year he was in pro basketball, he won the title.
MVP, Defensive Player of the Year,
Yeah,
six games.
that's a good choice. Mike Tyson, prime Mike Tyson, should be
Yeah.
in that discussion. Trying to think, is there a woman? Like maybe Serena Williams? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, yeah.
She'd be in the discussion. I don't know. That's a good question. Ed Kuchia, through a series of unfortunate events, I have earned the first pick in our fantasy football group. How is that unfortunate?
That's a great pick.
That's great news. Other than Josh Allen and Mahomes, who should I consider for this pick? Well, you shouldn't consider Mahomes for sure.
Either of them. You shouldn't
You go
consider either.
running back or receiver. I got to
Yes.
know more about your league, but if you got a PPR league, then you need to be taking Ja'Marr Chase or Jaxon Smith-Njigba or something like that.
John Robinson.
Bijan Robinson, Jonathan Taylor, somebody like that. You got to go running back, whoever the best running back or receiver. If you get a point per reception, you got to look at a receiver.
I would probably go Ja'Marr Chase or Bijan.
Yeah, those are the best two options. Quarterback first, unless the so I played in a league a long time ago where the scoring was very heavily skewed towards if you had a good quarterback, you were always going to have a lot of points. So that was a little different. You'd spend big money on quarterbacks, but for the most part, no.
Running
Walking
back
bully, go
when
ahead.
you league. Running backs when you league
Yeah.
1,000%.
Walking bully, what is the worst regular season that the below coaches can have this season and keep their job? My answer is in the parentheses. So, Kalen DeBoer.
Ooh.
If you don't think 9-3 gets him into the playoffs, the answer is 10-2.
So you think if they don't make the playoffs, he's done?
It would be dicey.
Yeah, if they don't make it again. But they might give him some grace, though, because their quarterback's changing.
That's on him. You're in year three, buddy. Go get an experienced quarterback.
Yeah.
What the portal's for.
If he goes 9-3, if people are going to be mad.
They could have easily just outbid LSU for Sam Leavitt.
I don't think they have the money for that, to
Well,
be honest.
that's on them. I don't know what to tell you.
If they go 9-3,
He's in trouble.
he's in trouble. But they also just signed him to that deal, so he's probably safe at 9-3. They lose a fourth game, but they don't care what the
They
buyout
don't
is.
care, yeah. Sarkisian, I think it's the same. Like, he's got to be in the playoff at least.
If he goes 9-3, I think he's done.
He might be done. Yeah, he might be.
Especially with that
Levy.
roster. Levy at 6-6 is safe.
You think?
Yeah.
Boy, that would be a tough pill to swallow. You're probably correct, but I don't agree with it.
But we would need to see the way that they play.
Yeah.
You're also
Golding.
critical of Levy as well. Golding's not.
I don't think he's getting fired at the end of this year unless they have the answer is something like 4-8.
The only way they go 7-5 is if those two guys go down.
Well, the only way they go 7-5 is if Golding is just a bad head coach and just constantly makes bad decisions. That's the easier way.
I mean, they
The
have
only way
two.
they're firing Golding is if they go 4-8.
Yeah, but they're outside of Louisville, the two non-conference games are a bunch of nobodies. They
Well, yeah, but
they've got a hard schedule, but they shouldn't go
you're
seven.
right. You're correct. They do. But is there a world where everything goes wrong and they lose to LSU, Florida, Missouri, Texas, Auburn, Georgia, Oklahoma?
They're not losing Auburn, and they're definitely not
I don't
losing.
think they are, but I'm just saying. Things go bad. Golding's not a good coach. I agree that this isn't going to happen. The question is, what's the record to get Golding fired? It has to be something like that in year one.
Five, what does it say? 5-7?
Yeah, if they have a losing
Five.
record. I mean, they were 6-6. They might go, we may have made a mistake here.
Yeah.
So,
It would take a lot for them to go 6-6.
all right, I got a
They
couple more here.
too talented to do that.
Damon Ladner, Carlo, after hearing your breakdown of the poultry fish food group, I want to know your take on chicken of the sea. Fan or not a fan? Are you a fan of chicken of the sea?
I'm the chicken of the sea.
You know what
What?
chicken of the sea is?
No, I don't.
It's tuna. It's a brand of tuna
Oh,
fish.
no. I'm good.
Okay.
Tuna? No.
No. Okay.
Absolutely not.
That's fine. Damon Ladner, also, I'm not going to read the question, but apparently he thinks that I glazed
Oh,
K.
now you're not
Kamari.
going to read this one, Brian?
No, I'm
You
not.
know, here, let me read this one.
Go ahead. You go ahead and read it then.
Carlo, have you ever seen an interview where someone glazed the guest as much as Brian glazed Kamario Taylor?
Did I glaze him?
You've glazed him a few times, but rightfully so. He's exciting and he's got a lot of potential. And this should give fans optimism for this year.
I mean, like the
I
opposite
will
of this
say.
is me being hard on Kamario Taylor and be like, why is everybody so hyped up about you? What have you done? Like, how would that have gone over?
Well, you're critical of Levy, so then you got to be
Yeah,
nice to
I
something
got
else.
yeah. The only problem is this, like, that I find myself sometimes is like, he's 19. You know, he's young enough to be my son.
19. That's a Lane Kiffin thing. Just it's a joke.
I'll put that on my list. Put it on my list. You got your list there? I didn't get that one.
Don't have a pen. There's a video of him at McAfee show with Kiwan. He goes, 19. And that has just not aged
What a
well.
creepy son of a
I
gun.
have it saved on our sports office desk. I'll have
So
to send you.
anyway, I mean, like, what am I supposed to do? Just kill the kid? I didn't have a problem with my interview with him. So I like those player interviews to be more fun than anything else. I'm not there to like to get hard-hitting info out of those guys. Levy is the one where I'm going to ask more real questions. Kenny Manning, every Wednesday I go along with the Ryan Reynolds, the actor bit. Seeing as my last name is Manning, I'm putting a request for a bit referencing my possible relationship to Archie. What are your proposals? So we could call him like Archie's third cousin, Archie's bulldog cousin.
Possible relations to this guy? I don't know if, bro, I don't know. There's a lot of Mannings we would know.
Well, no, he's just saying he wants like. I know that Ryan Reynolds isn't the actor.
Oh,
He
okay.
just wants a bit for himself. I will say, though, that like asking for a bit, I'm not a big fan of that. Like, bits just evolve.
Ryan also asks questions every week. With all due respect, Kenny
Kenny,
Manning.
well, I'll tell you what, ask a question next week and we'll see what we come up with.
Sure.
All right. Last one of the day from Tony Harlow. You win the lottery. There's one condition. You must spend 150 total days per year in a European country. Which one would you choose? Which country would you definitely not pick? Well, I would definitely not pick Ukraine. That's probably the best choice right now. Feels
Yeah,
like that's
probably not.
probably an easy choice. I would definitely go to England and be there for Premier League football and you know, probably get there like get there in January, get there after college football season, and be there January through May and get to enjoy all of the Premier League season. Yeah, that's an easy choice for me.
I'd probably go Spain. There's a lot to do.
Spain's a fine choice.
Barcelona, you got Madrid, you got the southern part. I went there once too, and it was beautiful.
Italy
I
would be fun. I think
also I have a
France
friend
would be
that lives.
fun, but England's my choice.
I've got a friend that lives in Madrid too, so that'd be, I
There you
think,
go. There you go.
pretty easy.
All right. Tomorrow's show, I'm gonna look at it, but I have I was listening to the Bill Simmons podcast. They did a redraft of the 2011 NBA draft, and I thought that was an interesting concept. With college football, we have to do it with recruiting classes, a re-rank. I think we're going to do that tomorrow with the 2016 class here in the state of Mississippi, one of the most talented classes we've ever had. I want to re-rank those guys, so I think that's what we're going to do tomorrow. Plus, we got to get an opponent preview in. We did Oklahoma yesterday. We got to get LSU. I'll set that interview up, and we'll do that very, very soon. All right, talk to you guys tomorrow. For Carlo Barone, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder Lightning here on Super Talk. This is it.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.